During the final part of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, the ladies kept going with the Bolo controversy. Kenya doesn't regret demanding to know what went down with Bolo in South Carolina. She also believes she had the right to make a storyline out of it. So let's get into this and more. This is your official Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion part 3 recap, provided to you by the Reality Rundown on Instagram.
If you don't like my shade, then step out of my shadow.
A little candy always helps sweeten the tea.
I was in the game, but now I'm calling all the plays.
I've been through the peaks and the valleys, and now I'm head over heels.
I may be social distancing, but I'm here for social justice.
As the Bolo situation is discussed, Kenya thinks she had the right to put Portia on blast during the last season reunion. Kenya doesn't regret demanding to know if anything happened between Portia and Bolo, because even though the cameras were gone, she believes that the cast was still technically at work. And even though Candy disagreed with Kenya's actions, she says that she can't control Kenya and tell her what to do. And Kenya feels like even though, yeah, they did agree that the cameras were going to go down and that nothing was going to be recorded, there were still some cameras being recorded. And at the end of the day, they were on a cast trip. They were filming a reality show and they were all working. So at the end of the day, something that happened while they were all working, Kenya feels like it was her right to be able to talk about it. Kenya says she had the right to exploit what she thinks happened because they are on a reality show. Regardless, Candy feels that Marlo is trying to drag her into all the drama, but Marlo says once again that it was Candy who told her what happened. With this situation, I just feel like Marlo was just always trying to say, like, listen, like, she was just always trying to prove that Candy knew more and that Candy knew what happened. And Candy, from the beginning, she was just like, I'm not going to speak on this because at the end of the day, like, I was the one that created the dungeon. And I feel like everybody, you know, everybody needs to relax. It's not that serious. Like, what was done at the dungeon, it stays at the dungeon. So let's not talk about it. I appreciate Candy being the way that she is because at the end of the day, if it was Candy the one dropping this tea, then her whole business would be illegitimate. People wouldn't trust her. People would not trust going to her dungeon parties, her dungeon tours before she sues me, etc., etc. So I'm glad that Candy actually never spoke on this into the reunion. As the ladies keep talking, the Phaedra and Portia situation is brought up again. Marlo then goes on to say that they are at the reunion on the dungeon set because all of the lies that Portia told on Candy years ago. At this moment, Portia takes a straw and says that they have made the entire show about her. After Kenya says Portia lies a lot, Portia says that Kenya is lying about her marriage and has lied a lot about her life on the show. Portia questions why Kenya is so concerned with all her sex life and if Kenya was just as concerned about her marriage, she'd still be with Mark. When Candy attempts to defend Kenya and brings up what happened 4 years ago, Portia then says they are using the moment from the past to condemn her. At this point, Andy flat out asks if Candy is still upset about the situation. Candy says she's always going to feel a type of way, but she thinks that she is in a better place with Portia. Portia then says that Marlo and Kenya don't have a strong enough issue with the Bolo situation, so they are trying to bring back up the past because they have anything else to stand on. And honestly, I think I agree with Portia when it comes to this part because it's kind of like, why is Marlo bringing up a situation that happened 4 years ago? One thing I hate about reality shows is when drama from way back when is still being brought up because it kind of gives the feeling as if, like, the drama on the show right now, it's not strong enough to stand on its own. So you guys need to bring up the drama from 4 years ago in order to be relevant. So Marlo bringing the whole Candy and Phaedra and Portia situation, it's kind of, like, corny to me because it's like, come on now. Like, honestly, we're past this. Candy's past this. Portia is past this. And we need to let them move on in order for them to, like, to be able to actually move on. If we keep talking about this, then they're never going to be able to. Like, stop bringing it up. Also, like, I think Andy should stop asking Candy if she has actually moved on from it. Like, that's it. Let's put this in the past and let's keep it moving. So then Marlo reveals what she thinks led to her fallout with Portia. Sorry, guys, because, oh my God, I've been under the weather lately, but, you know, duty calls and I still need to do my job. Portia denies being upset that Candy told Don Juan about what happened. Candy says that she left the group text after the episode aired, and then Portia says she left the group text after Marlo posted it, the "It Wasn't Me" hashtag on Instagram. Because remember, when before the season premiered and we had gotten the reports that someone had fucked Bolo, they were all... Kenya was going on Instagram saying it wasn't me. LaToya went on Instagram saying it wasn't me. And then Marlo went on Instagram saying it wasn't me. So Portia felt like that was fake of Marlo to go on Instagram and say it wasn't me, because it was kind of like taking Kenya's side of things and then putting the blame on her. And if you're her friend, then why are you doing that? Marlo says that she isn't being a puppet for Kenya and her relationship with Kenya is good. But Marlo still wants to take things one day at a time, and she doesn't trust Kenya 100%. And I honestly feel like, you know, like, I love Marlo for being true to herself and being like a real ass girl, a real ass woman, and saying like, me and Kenya are moving on to a better place, and me and her are getting, like, you know, closer. But at the end of the day, I don't trust her 100%. And I think that's real of her to say, because her and Kenya have gone through a lot. Marlo explains that she thinks the fallout between her and Portia is due to her being cool with Kenya. But Portia says she made this all up because Portia is friends with Candy, Shamia, and Cynthia, and all three are friends with Kenya. As far as the leak to the media, Kenya denies leaking anything to Page Six. And even as Andy asked her, she still denies it, even though all of the other women believe that Kenya was the one that actually leaked this story to Page Six. But then Kenya does have a point. She says Page Six have be ragging her. So why would she leak something to a platform that be ragging her all the time? So, I mean, honestly, after she said that, I kind of believed her, because it's kind of like, damn, like, you know, if a platform is always ragging Kenya, then Kenya looks stupid to then sell a story to them. So I don't think it was Kenya, actually. What if it was someone else in the show, and they were trying to just put the blame on Kenya, because it's the easiest person to put the blame on? I mean, that's not far-fetched. Then Drew and LaToya talk about Prophet Law. Tanya is discussed a little bit. Portia says they're still friends and she will remain loyal to her. Kenya says if she was Tanya, she'd be offended watching the show after she left. Both Portia and Drew say Kenya needs to stop speaking for Tanya when she's no longer on the show. And I agree, you know, Tanya left the show, even though I love Tanya and I love everything she had to bring and her energy. And I, you know, I wish that one day she would have been holding a peach. I understand her for wanting to leave the show after this mess. I understand her for wanting to go take care of her house, of her home. So honestly, I'm not mad at Tanya. Like, it's understandable because the Bolo situation was a lot. But she should have never put herself in the scene of the crime. She should have never said that she slept in Portia's room that night, because she did it to herself. Yeah, honestly, RIP Tanya, and hopefully, like, one day in the future you can return, but I don't see it happening, but, you know, I still have hope. The Prophet Law situation is also discussed at the end of the reunion. Drew says the issue was that LaToya's rumored relationship with Prophet Law caused other prophets who would have done her baby's blessing to pull out too. But LaToya says that it's really none of Drew's business and that Prophet's personal life is none of her of anyone's concern. Which I agree. This whole situation, honestly, I'm not even going to get into it too much with this whole Prophet situation. Because at the end of the day, like, I don't understand why the personal relationships that the prophets have to do anything with their job. Their job, their sacred job, their religious life is different. And if they're being in a relationship with LaToya, then what's the matter? Like, I'm confused. Is he a pope? Is he a father? No, he's allowed to have a girlfriend. He's allowed to date. So I don't understand the situation. I think that honestly, Drew made all of this up. Honestly. I'm going to go on record and I'm going to say it. I think that Drew made all of this up for a storyline, because nothing about the Prophet situation makes sense when it comes to her. Nothing about it. So then The last part of the reunion was when Kenya and Portia talk about what went wrong. Andy asks Portia and Kenya what led to them falling out again after they appeared to make up during the previous season. Kenya says that they were good into the bowling alley event. Kenya didn't like that Portia said in a green screen interview that Mark ran their relationship. Portia's issue is the way she's seen Kenya treat her friends. So when Kenya showed up to Marlo's wig launch with a marching band, she was turned off. But Marlo says that she couldn't tell because Portia was on the floor laughing about it. Regardless, Portia doesn't want a relationship with Kenya anymore. And I kind of understood Marlo when it comes to this, because you're over here saying that the reason why you don't fuck with Kenya is because she's a dirty dog and that she be doing your friends wrong, and that you didn't like the fact that she went into Marlo's wig event with Kenya more hair care. Let's play the clip. But then you're laughing about it. But then you're rolling on the floor about it. So it's kind of like, Portia, are you really mad that this happened? But at the same time, I could also see myself in Portia's shoes. Like, that's fucked up, but it's also hilarious, honey. So, like, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like I could see myself in both shoes there. Kenya's also upset that Portia didn't defend her when Nini said it looked like Kenya was pregnant with a buffalo. Drew says that Kenya can be difficult and she wasn't nice when they first met. Kenya gets angry and says this is a lie. Yeah, I mean, Kenya is still gonna hold that on to what Nini said about her looking like a buffalo. And honestly, it's one of those things, again, it was wrong, but it was hilarious. Because Kenya still feels that, you know, that was talking directly about her child, even though Nini says that it wasn't about her child, it was just about how the way she looked. And Drew tries to be relevant by saying that Kenya wasn't nice to her when they first met, when indeed Kenya was nice to her when they first met. It's on camera, so don't say that. Don't say that she wasn't nice to her, because it's legit on camera. Before the friends leave the stage, Shamia reveals she doesn't appreciate being called Portia's lap dog, and Portia says everyone on the stage wants a friend to support them, so she doesn't see the issue nor understand why Shamia was constantly attacked for it. And I agree, you know, if LaToya was Kenya's lap dog for the beginning of the season, then Shamia can be Portia's lap dog too. Like, I don't understand. I mean, I'm not calling her a lap dog, but I'm saying in the sense of, you know, like, I don't understand why it's wrong for Shamia to come defending her friend, but then it's okay for LaToya to come defending Kenya. Like, you know, I am the people's court and I'm gonna keep everybody justice. I don't even think that's a legit phrase, but you know what I mean. I'm gonna keep everybody checked. I'm gonna check everybody on their little BS, because you cannot be a hypocrite. However, overall, even though this reunion was probably one of the least rated reunions for the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and we pray for season 14, the women end the reunion on a positive note as Andy has crab cakes brought out for everyone. And honestly, I will be remiss to say that we are all not aware of the shit that happened with Portia last night. Today is Tuesday, May 11th. We all know that yesterday night, Portia confirmed that she is in a relationship with Simon Gubodia, Fallon's ex-husband, that they are indeed engaged. And according to Portia's Instagram post, they've been dating for a month now. Even though fans are rumoring that that's just not true, because there's no way that you've been dealing with him for a month and you're in love and you're engaged. Fans are also pointing out the fact that Portia was seen on Simon's boat back in September, that Portia was then filming at Fallon's house in October for Halloween. And that Portia was also seen going on dates around in Atlanta with Simon. I'm still like recovering from last night, because this literally dropped and Portia broke the internet. And Lord Jesus. I'm going to end this with my predictions for season 14, for Portia and Simon, for everything, for Roa, everything. My predictions are Portia is going to ask for a heavy amount of money to come back season 14 with this storyline. Kenya is also going to ask for a heavy amount of money to make sure that she is if they want her to keep Portia accountable, then they're going to have to pay her. And I believe so, and I think that she should get paid because she's going to be one of the main ones calling Portia out on this mess, and she should be compensated. She should be compensated. Lord Jesus, this is what happens when you film a podcast live. You know, it is what it is, child. Anyways, Marlo is probably, I believe that Marlo will definitely get her peach. I think that Marlo is definitely going to get her peach because she brought a lot this season. I mean, Marlo brings a lot every season, but definitely this season she brought a lot. And I think that next season they're going to give her a peach in the sense of in the sense that Kenya will have an ally against Portia. I think LaToya should get her peach because LaToya carried this entire season. And as a friend of, that was a lot for her to do. She legit carried the entire season. So I definitely hope that LaToya gets her peach. I think that Phaedra is going to come back. I'm going to leave that at that. But I do believe Phaedra is going to come back. I think Sheree might even come back too. I don't know what capacity, whether it's a friend of or full time. But I think that Sheree might come back too. I don't know where things hang with Candy. I think that if she's smart, she should come back. Because one thing about Candy is that she's about her money. And Roa is set to be crazy next season, so she should want to be a part of this next season. It's going to be messy, but it's going to be good messy, and it's going to be the messy Roa that we love. So if Candy is, you know, serious and about her bag, she should come back. All in all, season 13 was basically like a recuperating season. Nini left. They were, you know, seeing how things are without Nini. They definitely heard it. And, you know, and I think that they're going to come back stronger than ever for season 14. And that they're going to come back and just do their thing and go back to that high rated top housewife show that we know they are. So, you know, every housewife show has one season that fails. And I think this was that season for Roa. But next season is going to be messy. Well, this has been your official Real Housewives of Atlanta Reunion Part 3 recap provided to you by The Reality Rundown on Instagram. Follow us and make sure to turn on the post notifications on your account to stay updated with all of our latest headlines. We love you for listening. Until next time.